Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We start another week. It is Monday, May the 4th. It is 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. Not a bad day at all today. We do see highs in the 50s later in the week, but not today. Warm and windy. A high of 75 degrees. We'll see wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. It makes sense that it feels... Well, I was going to say Jamaica weather. We are not there yet. We're not there yet.
We're not there.
On our first day. I am so excited. I've been looking forward to this all week long. Well, last week, because today's the day with those while you work perks getting you qualified to go to Jamaica.
First boarding pass will be at 9:22 this morning. We can't wait. We were just there. We were just there last week, and it is beautiful.
Don't worry. It's not Spirit. Too soon.
You can't. It is too soon. You can't say that. You can't. It's too soon.
Were there people stranded?
Yes.
Could you imagine of going to Jamaica? We flew Spirit, and then all of a sudden we're on the island.
We're having
some rums. We're hanging out in the catamaran. There's no Spirit.
But my son
did
Noah,
that happen?
I feel like that happened. They said everything just ceased to operate. Although my son Noah swears that he saw Spirit Airlines taking off in the, because we can see planes take off the airports. It's about 6 miles from our house. You can see planes taking off. He swears he saw Spirit Airlines plane yesterday. He's like, Mom, there's a Spirit Airlines plane in the air right now. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, so I was like Googling it, making sure they ceased all operations.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Repaint those? Those become Frontier?
Who gets them? Does somebody
buy
them?
Is there a sale?
Do you want to dumpster dive Spirit Airlines? I'm surprised you didn't bring that up.
No, they're Steelers colors. It's always driven me crazy. And they've been out of Cleveland for a while, and they kept everything cheap. I'm really kind of mad at Spirit, to be perfectly honest. Because they keep all the prices down. Yeah. Like, now try to go to Vegas one way. You get Frontier, and that's it. Who else is flying? I mean, for a reasonable price. I just looked at the other day, and Frontier in August, when I would like to go to Vegas, is like $149 round trip. Like, that's amazing. That's only going to be for a limited time.
I feel like it's a trick. It starts as a reasonable price, but then you add everything on, like your seat and your bags and everything.
Yeah,
and they're not, I feel like they all equal out. I really do. I feel like it's like, you know, when you go to Kohl's and you think you're getting a great deal, but it's really, that's the price.
Oh,
but they just tell you it's a sale.
That's fair. I mean, I
haven't price compared.
Really brought that down.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to start comparing. We'll do that next. We need to start the show, though. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I had to pick and pay for my seats on American, though.
And did it add up be more? Yes.
Yeah. Did it add up to be more? Yeah, it was not an inexpensive flight.
It was not an inexpensive flight. But I feel like once you pick your seats and stuff on the other airlines, you end up
you
right
might
around
be
the
right.
same price.
We might be right. We'll talk about that coming up after. We need a guest, though. We can't start the show without you. EMC's our early morning crew. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. He's been sitting in here, I don't know, for a month and a half, 2 months, whatever it's been. Who's the name today? 216-343-1021. We need you to start the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We would love your guess for dead guy in the envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. What's your guess?
Malcolm Jamal Young.
Oh, see, so many times I remember that people died through this game. No, it's not him.
Wasn't he saving one of his children?
Yeah, like he drowned or something,
and
right?
And drowned, but the kid survived?
Yes.
I mean, I think that gets glossed over too much. That's a rough. He's a hero.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate the guess. Stranded by Spirit, that's next. Stranded by Spirit, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, producer Stevie in the studio. So somebody took Spirit that you know, like last weekend or something?
Yeah, my cousin had a wedding in Florida, and so she flew to Florida for the wedding. She's from Florida, but lives in Columbus now for work. So she flew down to Florida and then got an email while she's like at this wedding saying, hey, your flight doesn't exist anymore.
Like you're... And it's one thing, you know, flights move around. We were delayed a little bit on the way back. Nothing major. You know, things happen all the time. I understand that. But, I mean, for your airline to essentially have dissolved on vacation.
Yes. And that's
six flights.
And then they
out of luck.
I saw that Spirit, in their emails or their communication with the passengers that had flights, because they canceled them all, they said, You can't call. There's no customer service anymore. You'll just automatically be refunded. Like, if you have a question or anything, it's done.
Yeah, you can't just, like, call to change a flight.
No.
Because there is
it's
no airline.
Just hopefully you get your refund, and if not, oh well.
I don't know if that happened to anybody else. 216 or somebody you know, maybe, or I don't know. You read about 216-343-1021. I know other airlines are stepping up and lowering some of their fees to be comparable to Spirit and help people out. I saw one video. Of course, it's on my For You page where there was a... there was a pilot, a Spirit pilot, that was going to have his final flight. Then he's going to retire. But then the airline dissolved. And then I don't know if it was Southwest or somebody stepped up. And then he was able to fly a plane for his final flight. Because other than that, he's, you know, he wouldn't have this, in theory, final flight, or at least a celebrated final flight. So they stepped up and helped out. I don't know. That is unbelievable.
What, cutting it in one day is crazy.
It's cutting it for all those people. And then now you brought up a great question earlier. Where do the planes go? Because that's what I was wondering. Does another airline buy the planes?
Yeah, if somebody knows. And it would make sense because, you know, we had a call before from a pilot that said, you know, we asked about the different airlines. And he said, the plane's the plane, basically, where there are all sorts of codes and things that they have to go to. It's not like Delta has a better plane. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know. I'm not a pilot. But Delta has a better plane than Spirit. That has a better plane than Breeze and Frontier. So slap a coat of paint on that thing? Change the interior?
I don't know. Add some screens. Some of those airlines have screens on them and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Happens? I'm so curious to know.
And maybe you know. 216-343-1021. You can always shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 and all the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. I don't know if it's going to be part of Stevie on the socials. I have no idea. Actually, I haven't talked to her about it. I want to see if she hit those 102 selfies. That's coming up at 6:40.
Oh, my gosh.
Selfies to see. I had never heard it. It's like it dissolved like Spirit Airlines. I didn't hear anything about the appearance.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. I saw Sales Lisa, who is unbelievable, take pictures of those, and I think they're nasty, those pickle-flavored, like, Cheeto ball-looking things.
Yeah.
They're great.
I have not tried. You've tried them?
Yes, because for some reason, everything pickle flavored, I kind of enjoy.
Pickles are delicious.
But pickles I never have in the fridge. I never want to have a pickle spear. I don't want any of that. But the deep fried pickles and anything else, I thought to myself, I don't know if they were at Aldi or where I found them. And I thought, I think somebody tagged us in and they said that they were good. I had one and I almost had to throw out the bag. I said, I gave them to a neighbor. I couldn't eat these things. And there's no way anybody else in the house is going to eat them.
I'm curious. I want to try them because I love pickles. I feel like I would like those.
No,
it's a Cheeto or a cheese puff?
Puff. It's a round puff that's green, and it is like
a round
pickle puffs or pickle chips, whatever it's called.
Mm.
That was.
I feel like it would have an aggressive scent when you open it.
Oh, it did. It was not great. It was like a candle you don't want.
Ew.
When you open it up, it was.
Okay.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there's a video going viral right now, and it's just captioned, "So what do you guys normally argue about?" And it shows a married couple and what they argue about.
No,
their biggest thing.
Is it a lengthy video?
Nope.
What do you argue about? All right, 4 minutes away on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there's this video going viral. It has over 3 million views. Showed up on my For You page on TikTok. And it's a husband and wife, and it's captioned, "So what do you guys normally argue about?" And then it shows him telling her that she loaded the dishwasher wrong because all the plates are facing the same way in a row. And they need to face different ways because the water rinses in a circle and it needs to be all different.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And then
they got to be all in a row. I don't even let my wife touch the dishwasher. She makes me mad when she does this. Just like I am not allowed to use the laundry. I haven't even touched the washing machine or a dryer since I've been married because she is possessive.
Lucky.
Of those two machines. Trust me.
Wait,
I know.
She's possessive of the dishwasher?
No.
I am a dishwasher guy. Yeah,
I'll go in there and for some reason, you know, you put the soap in and you latch the soap kind of shut whatever. For some reason, when she does it, the soap doesn't dispense. The dishes are all backwards. There's forks on the top trap. Like, what tornado loaded the dishwasher down? I was like, I love you. I cannot. You plead. Please let me do the dishes.
Why is this a thing? My husband, Nate, also says I am terrible at loading the dishwasher.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's what he tells me.
You have to do it right. There is a process. The water has to be able to hit all these dishes. It has to be the right way. You have to do it right.
But they still get hit no matter how
It's a side hit. It's a side hit. There's meatball sauce on the side. No.
You just got to be a certain way. Before you put them in, you shouldn't have meatball sauce on your plate.
Yeah, exactly. It should be rinsed.
It is right. Yeah, I know. You're right. That's what I'm doing.
You just stick them in the row. There's not a lot of options in there.
Load the dishwasher and take a picture. We'll break it down.
You're going to be able to fit five things if you're going to try and organize it like that.
Yeah.
But all the comments are basically saying that if you care that much, like if he cared that much, then he's the one that should be loading the dishwasher if he's going to be yelling about the way she did it. So if you're going to be particular on the way you get something done, then you have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. I have to. But there is some validity with that, though, because in the middle is where the water, I break this down really well, where the water spinny thing is underneath there.
Uh-huh.
So then facing all towards the middle, there might be something to that. I need a dishwasher expert now.
Wait.
Now
do
I need
you
to know if
them?
I'm doing it wrong.
Do you face them toward the middle?
I put them all in a row like soldiers, sitting there ready to get rinsed.
No, they face differently, he says.
No, yeah.
Apparently this guy, I don't know what he knows.
I need a
maybe
visual.
I'm
confused.
What do you mean?
What way do you put them?
So if on the bottom row where you pull that out where all the dishes are at, and please tell me if this is wrong, 216-343-1021. We're all friends here. I have them all in a row. I don't. That's a lie.
Yeah,
I do
then,
face
like,
them into the middle because I go from the outside in and they're facing that middle.
I have
so I
never once faced them into the middle. I just put them in the row that it's... There's
sticks
in there.
Well, you need to alternate them. One this way, one that way.
No, I don't do that.
Me either, but according to this guy on TikTok,
Well, and then I have like a larger bowl. Like sometimes I'll put those around the edges and that takes up a lot of space.
Oh, that's not right.
It's the whole thing.
See? Yeah.
No one has clean dishes, I guess.
No.
Yeah. Or you have dirty fronts and dirty backs because they're all backward. Yeah, you can't.
I don't know.
A process. I'm wondering if that is a thing. If it's just a couple's thing. One person's in charge of it and the other one leaves that alone.
Definitely.
That might be a thing. 216-343-1021. Don't worry. I also didn't forget. Did you hit 102? Stevie, that's also coming up. Star 102, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
I want to discuss about the dishwasher thing.
I love this. Go right ahead.
First of all, it's totally crazy for couples to do this, but I know how possessive one side or the other can be, but your coworker said it. You just stack them like, let's say that bottom rack, the left side of that rack faces inward, and the right side of that rack faces inward. So all the dishes actually face inward.
Yep.
I have never thought this through, and now that you're saying it out loud that way, that makes total sense.
Yeah, my wife will have cups on the bottom.
She'll have
all sorts of things. It is not right. They have to face inward. You're right. All that water facing up, squirting from the middle.
The video says the opposite. She had them lined up facing each other, and he said you can't do that. They have to alternate because of the spinny thing.
Man, I'd love to know if that's the case.
No one knows what we're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's how I do the dishes.
Yeah, you definitely don't put cups or pans on the bottom.
Yeah.
Obviously, some machines have, the water dispensing from the bottom and the top, but that doesn't do it. Just face everything on the right and the left towards the center.
I love this. What appliance can we talk about tomorrow? I'm really into this. Tomorrow,
please say not the air
refrigerator.
You went excessive on that.
How do you put your groceries away?
Thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Monday morning to you. I'm going to mention this pretty much all day long. Boarding passes start today at 9:22. Your chance to board Flight 102 and go to, Jamaica. Talk about that sunset, by the way.
Is it not
I'm going to hit something different every time because we really want to paint the picture. That was the reason that we went last week. I've never seen a sunset like that in my life.
Neither have I. And the colors were... how do you even describe the colors of that sunset? It was like a painting. The sunrise as well, just stunning. And the fact that I know you and I are both so giddy about this because we got to experience it last week and we can't wait until you get to experience it too. And the fact that today is finally the day. I feel like we've been talking about it for a while now. 9:22. You got to listen for your first boarding pass.
You see that sunset and that sun drops so quick.
And then
over the horizon, the colors last for another hour plus.
It's stunning.
Unbelievable. Like to get a dinner right by the beach at whatever resort. That's just one minor thing. You want me to go into the food? Can I go? I mean, how long?
That'll be our next one. You want to do food tomorrow?
I mean, you need a reminder. Go back to our Tasty Tuesday when we tasted the island from last week.
My gosh!
I mean, any videos of the resort we happen to be staying in and visited another resort. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're so excited for you. Whatever you need to do, set a notification, a couple alarms. I don't know. Get out of a meeting. Listen at 9:22.
What about the fire show? We could talk about the fire show. Sorry, I got excited. I started thinking about more stuff we could talk about. That was awesome.
Cookie Monster was legit.
All included.
Cookie Monster.
Oh, you loved Cookie Monster.
I love cookies, so I got to talk to him a little bit.
You do.
I don't want to reveal his
favorite. You got to talk to him. Did he talk to you?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I am.
Okay.
That was part of the rum tour, Jay.
Say he did not talk. I don't know what's happening right now.
But clearly we're going somewhere else, by the way.
Why?
Boss Chase is coming.
Oh, my gosh. This so soon. He wants to have another meeting with us?
Something's happening.
Yes. Where are we going this time? Turks and Caicos. The Bahamas.
Yeah, it's an email. He's going to join. I guess he's here already.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to feed my meter. Jen and Boss Chase. Oh.
We're together on this one. Maybe we did something wrong in Jamaica. No. Did we?
No, I don't think I did. It's something, though.
You did like that rum punch.
Who didn't?
It was very good.
All right. Boss Chase, joining the Jen and Tim show, 3.5 minutes away. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Boss Chase joining us in studio. Where are we going now?
Last time you did this.
Every time I see you guys in the hallway or in the studio or anything, it's going to be, where are we going? All right, I got sunscreen packed. No, that's not this.
That's a shame. I was actually excited for you to come in. I thought you said you had news.
No.
You had something to tell us.
I want it back to you guys fearing me. I like that better.
All right, fine.
What's going on?
Okay, so I get a phone call followed by an email. I ignored the phone call because it's from, Odyssey Legal. I'm not going to immediately answer that phone call. But then I get an email and it says that somebody somehow found out that on Friday during the People's Prize that there was some help going on in the background of the listener. And sometimes we let that slide. Producer Stevie, which we'll get to her in a moment. She's a little too nice.
I think people get excited when they call in and they have a group of people in the car and stuff like that.
I get it. And listen, I'm with you. I'm like, I've always, looked the other way. I've listened the other way, if you will, to all those people who had assistance. But, in reality, they shouldn't get a lifeline when Jen doesn't get a lifeline. So that's what apparently Legal has to say about this, too. That, yes, we're going to stand by. We're going to give the People's Prize winner to, what was her name? Do you remember her name?
It was Renee and Evelyn.
Renee and Evelyn, congratulations. But moving forward, anybody who plays along with Trump Tui has to do it single-handedly.
It's a 1v1.
Yes.
It's a 1v1, which makes sense. That's great. That's like I said, you're excited. They're time of the car. Yeah. They're going to school. They've got a crew, wherever it might be. I get that. But it's as far as the battle's concerned, you're right. That makes sense.
It's on our hands.
Legal, I get that. I gotta say yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm glad though that they still get the People's Prize. I thought you were gonna say they couldn't have it because there were two people.
No, we can't do that to them.
I think though, if they have kids in the car, obviously we can say hi to the kids and stuff like that, give them shout outs, but I get it.
So what do we do? I asked.
Right. If somebody's playing around at Trump Tui and they're getting help in the background, what does Legal say to do? That's next. Boss Chase joining us in the studio. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. So once again, Trump Tui is a 1v1 battle. This is according to Legal. So it's not a group of people versus Jen. But if somebody's helping in the background, if the contestant is getting help, then what happens, Boss Chase?
So what do we do? So if somebody, we don't want to just boot them off the radio. We don't want to boot them off the game. So what we do, according to Legal, is we don't count that answer. So if somebody forgets and there's a little assistance from the back seat, that answer won't count towards Trump Tui. So
even if it's a right answer?
Even if it's
a
right answer, that answer won't. And hopefully they'll get the hint and the refresher and the reminder that they won't continue to do that throughout the rest of the game.
Did Legal, I got an email too. They wanted the timer shorter.
No, I didn't get that one.
That went to my spam.
Stop it. The evolution of Trump Tui. Look at this.
Yeah.
We've added the timer.
It's getting too popular. I told you guys, don't make this thing popular. Now it's popular. Now everybody's got an opinion.
They're talking about it in Jamaica.
Oh,
where
wait,
are they?
You just got that game on.
Yeah. Okay.
I got an email. They're getting rid of the tiebreaker too. They said they heard I hate it.
I didn't hear that one either. I didn't get that call.
Shoot. Okay.
Do we want to bring Stevie in here so we can?
Yeah, we should
give her a heads up as to.
Yes, let's do that.
Hey, Stevie, can you come in here real quick?
No.
She said no.
Stevie, we need you in the studio. No, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
And we're all just like, okay. All right, fine.
That's great. No, I get it.
She answers the phones. I get it's on. You know, she's the one that has to. Well, I guess you do too. If you hear that answer on the air, it's a lot of rule following.
It is. Added another little layer, and now I got to reduce the timer.
No.
Oh, that was not a thing.
I don't think.
I tried to sneak that in. I would not do that anyway.
That was not a real thing.
No, that's great. So that's fine. It'll be fine. We have a. Trump too. We actually have a lot of things going on. I was thinking about this because, you know, people trying to be smuggineers.
Yes.
Because we have the shirts this week for the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirts, and then we have Redemption Week, which is the following week, and then back to the mugs. So
and we haven't done mugs in a while.
I know we haven't. So people have won the t-shirts if we're trying to win. You know, it's a very very elite club to have a t-shirt and also have a mug. Doesn't happen very often. I wonder how many there are out there. I don't know. 10? You think more than 10? How many people do you think won both?
I don't know. I feel like we've had people mention it to us before, but you're right. 10 sounds about accurate because it's not a ton. It's not a ton at all.
It's not a lot. It's an elite club. So just those people that have won those t-shirts and trying to win the mugs were a couple of weeks away from that. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show starting 922. It's all about your boarding passes, your chance to head out of here and basically go to paradise, which would be Jamaica. This is what Jen thinks of it.
It's so good! You will love it!
So that is coming up at 922, 1222, and also 322.
That's ridiculous.
Down the beach, I heard.
Second of all... No. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Listen, that's true, though. It is. You will love it. It's so good.
Jen on the catamaran.
No,
it was a great trip.
Stop that.
It was fantastic.
It was a great trip, but I did not say all of those things in that fashion.
I really enjoyed it, as did Jen.
Jamesy's bra.
Okay, stop. I'm done. I'm done with that. I feel like
I forgot. Right now. Why do you have so many?
I don't even have half of these loaded in. I got to load it in.
And I don't like that you grabbed another one today.
Oh, yeah.
I need
you
to just calm
down. Your guess for question five?
Elsie? Eloise. Elsie! Ella! Elsie! God.
Like the same name three
times.
Hearing
it back, like, you know, it's like when people say they play back conversations in their own head and they stress out about things they said to other people. This is like the real life version of that. Like,
you
play it back for me and I have to panic over, my God, that sounded so dumb.
Imagine heading somewhere and you want to head back, you know, via a flight and the, I don't know, airline dissolved and is no longer.
That's so crazy. And this is exactly what happened with Spirit Airlines over the weekend. They're done. After 34 years, gone. No more Spirit and no more customer service.
Stranded by Spirit. That's next. Stranded by Spirit. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Producer Stevie in the studio. So somebody took Spirit that you know, like last weekend or something?
Yeah, my cousin had a wedding in Florida. And so she flew to Florida for the wedding. She's from Florida, but lives in Columbus now for work. So she flew down to Florida and then got an email while she's like at this wedding saying, hey, your flight doesn't exist anymore.
Like and it's one thing, your flights move around. We were delayed a little bit on the way back. Nothing major. You know, things happen all the time. I understand that. But I mean, for your airline to essentially have dissolved on vacation.
Yes. And that's
six flights.
And then
they out of luck.
I saw that Spirit in their emails or their communication with the passengers that had flights because they canceled them all. They said, you can't call. There's no customer service anymore. You'll just automatically be refunded. Like if you have a question or anything, it's done.
Yeah, you can't just like call to change a flight.
No,
there is
it's
no airline.
Just hopefully you get your refund. And if not, oh well. You brought up a great question earlier. Where do the planes go? Because that's what I was wondering. Does another airline buy the plane?
216-343-1021. You can always shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, and Star 102 on all the socials. Stevie's cousin's still in Florida. It's Star... She's not. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Stranded by Spirit.
And then what happens? It's not like you can, they cancel your flight, and it's not like they're going to be like, oh, well, we'll put you up in a hotel until you find a new flight. I'm thinking they're, that's not happening.
Dave wants to Uber? Get in. Yeah. Uber from Florida.
Lengthy.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you're still talking about lost travel from Spirit.
Yeah.
Years ago, probably around 2015, took my family to Walt Disney Land. That's the one down in Florida, right? Flight out on Spirit, AAA agent, gave us all the options. We lost an entire day because of those idiots.
What happened?
Our plane came in. I forget where it was coming from. The other plane broke down. I was supposed to take people down to New Orleans. So when our plane showed up, they gave them our plane.
That first of all, it's horrible. They said that most of those, you asked where the planes are at.
Yeah.
Fleet of a lot of them are obviously they're grounded. They're returned to their leasing companies. I think it's like 75% are leased or sold to new operators through these bankruptcy proceedings. Let's see. They're most are leased, and they'll be returned to their owners who will likely repaint, refurbish, and then lease them to other airlines.
So they just fly them back to their lessor?
Yeah, just.
Where are those people?
I don't know. It says there are a lot of them are grounded in Arizona. Must be
Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Is that a hub of some sort?
It must be. I'm not well-versed on it. It's a quick Google search. I don't know. But yeah, they are no more.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.